The Arts at Mark's Garage became an immediate fixture in Honolulu's Chinatown after it opened in 2001, mostly because there's nothing else like it. The arts shows everything from edgy performance pieces to cello concerts to youth poetry and watercolors. It's a shared office and a satellite for the Friends of the Library. Now, the Arts at Mark's is taking a hard look at its prospects in Chinatown. About 45,000 people swing through the Arts at Mark's Garage every year, what with all the art exhibits, performances, screenings, workshops, meetings. But art photographer Kim Taylor Reese says we can't take all that for granted.
We're kind of an emergency. I mean, we don't know if we'll last 6 months or 9 months down the road if we don't.
If we don't get this apart.
Are you sure?
Months away.
Really?
Yeah.
Reese has joined a completely new board of directors at the Arts at Mark's, and we sat down with board advisor Donna Blanchard to look seriously at this unique community asset. Yeah.
Why, what could happen?
We'd just have to shut down and be an empty building.
Well, you never mentioned that before.
We're looking at it very realistically to say we can't continue to this hand-to-mouth thing.
Blanchard, executive director for Kumu Kahua Theater, another Chinatown nonprofit, says Kumu makes its rent through sponsors, grants, and ticket sales. The arts is paying a debt and ironing out past funding relationships. Therefore, the arts relies solely on partner rents and proceeds from art or ticket sales.
It's a constant cycle for the arts that it's never had these donations and sponsorships to really make a difference. When they kicked off the 1001 Friends program, the idea was to get 1001 people to do it, and now it's about 30 people.
Kim Taylor Reese, whose sepia hula dancers define a genre, is offering a portrait sitting for anyone who becomes a sustaining arts member at $10 a month.
What I like is the idea of a business using a creative space when they need to be creative.
Blanchard says corporate sponsors are welcome to use a meeting room, offer theater tickets to clients, hold events, or book their own presenters. They're looking for a $50,000 super sponsor to name the theater after.
And it makes you feel more creative when you're, you know, knocked off your axis for a little while.
Yeah.
And that's what people can use the arts for more that I wish they would.
Reese is selling his North Shore gallery and has already moved back to Chinatown. He lived and had a gallery there in the mid to late 2000s.
Yeah, and it was fun. It was great. We'd bring in all these other artists. We would bring in musicians and they would play. And I mean, the streets were packed and everybody would go to all the galleries and they'd all head out to the bars and the clubs afterwards.
That hasn't changed.
Other things have. Blanchard joined the Chinatown Party 7 years ago and says she's seen big changes.
The way that we can keep Chinatown healthy is to make sure that we continue having places like the Arts at Mark's Garage, bringing people into the neighborhood. And I feel like I run a shout from the mountaintops, come to Chinatown. Do not be afraid. Even though I just told you there's a lot of houseless people there, they're your neighbors. They're residents of Hawaii, just like you. Come into downtown.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.